Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2016. And our goal, to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Wow, we got a road to hoe, but it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. And man, have we got a lot to talk about. Yesterday's broadcast, folks, we talked with Michael Connelly, well-known constitutional attorney with the U.S. Justice Foundation. We talked about a credibility crisis. Newsweek issues their, special edition, showing Hillary won. It hit newsstands. They freaked out, tried to retract it. People are selling copies as collector's items now. But don't worry, they'll send out the Donald Trump one version soon. See, they created both of them, but they rolled out the Hillary one. Whoops. Just shows their belligerent agenda. These people are crazy. I'm telling you, the mainstream press is absolutely just beyond the pale. We also talked about protests across the country turned violent. They literally lit up a government building on fire in Oakland, California. They're trashing cop cars. People are literally looting and burning their own property. They're so, they're inconsolable about Donald Trump's win. They just cannot believe that Hillary didn't win. Wow, we talked a lot about Donald Trump's 100-day plan. Yeah, Trump released his campaign plan in October, called Donald Trump's Contract with the American Voter. We talked about that both hours. We also talked about his Ted Cruz, Donald Trump's perfect fit for the Supreme Court. How about a Mike or a Tom Lee on the Supreme Court? What will be Barack Hussein's parting gifts as president, asks LibertyNewsRadio.com. That's what we talked about, folks. It was a broadcast that you really need to listen to. And my summation is that, you know, Donald's plan sounds incredible. And it could be wonderful and it could be absolutely horrible. It depends on the devil and the details. What will Donald do? And if he uses the blueprint for liberty, the Constitution, as his guide, it'll go really well. And if he goes off the rails and surrounds himself with people like Newt Gingrich and a lot of those insider guys, man, it could go all kinds of horrible wrong. I mean, just imagine guys like Newt Gingrich, Chris Christie, and Giuliani at the helm. Okay, now there's a lot of good those guys would do in many ways. But in many ways, they'd be disaster, too. Trump needs to be very careful indeed. Now, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. Kevin Blake, Florida Constitutional and Sheriff's Peace Officers Association Director and former talk show host in his own right. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, Kevin.
Sam, good morning, sir. It's great to be with you.
Okay, couple of quick things. Sam Bushman. Sam Bushman says this. I've thought about this, and here's the question for both of you, and I'll answer it, and then both of you guys can weigh in. Here's the question. What single thing could Donald Trump do that could make the biggest, absolutely biggest difference to protect, to restore, to whatever word you want to use, America? What single item could Donald Trump do that could you know, be a benefit for his campaign, could be great for the American people, could restore America, any way you want to take that, but just to better, what single thing could Trump do? And my answer to that question, I thought about this last night, is as follows. Sam Bushman, quote, Trump needs to make a pro-life stand his top priority. He needs to overturn. I'm going to say it again. He needs to overturn Roe versus Wade. And he needs to cut all funding to Planned Parenthood. If there's a single thing that I think that Donald could do that would make the biggest difference, that, my friends, is it, in my opinion. Kurt, what are your thoughts?
That would be you know, a massive one. And, you know, the sad thing is I'm not seeing that written up by really anybody that I can see, you know. They're all talking about the first 100 days. For example, Ann Coulter's got one. You know, she puts the first 100 days, and then she says, build that wall on every one of the days, you know.
Yeah, but, and I, you know, I understand her point. We do need to lock down the border. Like I said, there's a ton of things, Kurt, that would be good.
I mean, it's like we always talk about, it's a target-rich environment. There's sure lots of stuff to do.
But if you could pick one item that should just be head and shoulders above the rest, that would just be like, you know what? What would it be? Yeah. And I thought about that because this is Solutions Radio, Kurt. While Kurt's thinking, what do you say, Kevin?
You know, Sam, I don't think there's really anything else that could be done except for protecting the unborn, protecting the innocent, our future generations in the womb. I mean, I have my own opinions outside of that. I think possibly Donald setting up a committee with the CSPOA as an advisory role for the president would be probably the second most important one.
Well, he's working on that already, because it might be Joe Arpaio or it might be David A. Clark Jr. that would head up Homeland Security. So he might be really working on that already.
Well, let's hope they are willing to stay in touch with us, and they'll be giving Mac a call once they get the position.
Amen on all that. What do you think, though, Kurt? I really have thought about this, and I thought, what item? I mean, draining the swamp, states' rights, shutting down government agencies, getting rid of Planned Parenthood, you know, or getting rid of Common Core, getting, you know, there's so many things, no question, but of a single thing, what could it be? And I would say that's probably the first
well,
and foremost important one.
And
I'll tell you
so
why.
Vital.
The reason is that it brings so many people together and draws a battle line between the pro-life and the pro-death folks. And it brings all Christians and all good moral people together, right?
Yep, and one of the key things it does, Sam, is it would take away God's wrath from our country.
Amen.
And the whole idea of, you know, he's got 10, not suggestions, but he's got 10 commandments. And one of those includes, thou shalt not kill.
Yeah.
And it's very
important. I really thought about this long and hard, and I can't think of a more important item. I'm going to say it one more time. Trump needs to make a pro-life stand his top priority. He needs to overturn Roe versus Wade and cut all funding to Planned Parenthood. That's significant. Now, I know that the mainstream press would be in bed with Hillary, who's inconsolable at this time, and that they would melt down, absolutely melt down. I understand all that. I also understand that, you know, if Donald really wants to show that he truly cares about women and their children, that's the way to get it done. So there you have it. That's my suggestion of all the things. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I looked over Donald's first day and his 100-day plan, and I saw not a single item to do with pro-life, Kurt. Not a one. And I can't think of a greater contrast of how much more important the pro-life stand is compared to all these other issues. Look, we've got control of the White House, meaning the Republicans, which, by the way, pro-life is a significant part of their platform, is it not? So you'd rally around the platform. You would, okay, and it would simply be, look, we know all these other issues are important, but we're going to get right with God. We're going to have a day of repentance, a day of correction, a day of honor towards women and children. And what would it say to fathers who are leaving their women and children and stuff like that in America today? Look, it would be a grand stand for the family. We're going to start by keeping families together rather than letting government participate in wholesale murder funded by the taxpayer. We're not doing that anymore, and we're going to stand on pro-life.
Well, and don't forget, Sam, that it's not only murder, but a lot of these Planned Parenthoods are actually harvesting the organs from those babies and turning around and selling those on who knows what black market, or and maybe even selling them to Podesta himself. That is even more disgusting than the actual act of the murder, I would submit.
All right. Great point. I think you're right. No doubt about it. anyway, I thought I'd bring that up because this is Solutions Radio. We do want to provide direction and guidance, and we know that critical people are listening to this broadcast. And so, you know, we're not going to back away from what we believe will really make the greatest difference. I believe God could bless us tremendously if we took these actions. And I believe it could really set the stage to bring the right people together for real solutions across the board. Let's talk about Ann Coulter's wall. Because I'll tell you what's happening, and I'll tell you what my solution would be. Would love to hear from Kurt and Kevin as well in seconds. Of course, you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite news the networks refuse to use, Talk Station.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. This half hour of Liberty Roundtable is brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, please think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Also brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door via Kurt Crosby. Call him. He's got a variety of wonderful flavors to choose from. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. I want to say one more thing about this pro-life issue. Kevin Blake riding shotgun today with us. Sam and Kurt on your radio. The one thing I want to say is I really do believe that Donald Trump needs to make a significant push towards pro-life. I believe that should be his top priority, to literally overturn Roe versus Wade and literally cut all funding to Planned Parenthood. Now, although I think that the president should take the lead on this because that would be a moral stand, I don't believe that we need to wait for Donald to take the lead. What we need to do as individuals and as churches and as organizations, we need to absolutely push hard on this agenda. We need to team up with, help fund pro-life groups. We need our churches to band together and stand for the pro-life protection of the most innocent among us. The whole purpose of government is to protect life and liberty. And the best way you do that is you stand for the most innocent among us. You stop the wholesale abortion. You stop the... And there's ways to do so. Overturn Roe versus Wade. Get rid of abortion on demand. Appropriately, you know, you might even find a way where you could blur that line a little bit and make some people happy. In other words, hey, there's exceptions for rape and incest and those kinds of things. You know, there's ways to go about it, maybe when it's affecting the health of the mother, which I know are very rare circumstances. But there's ways to carve out something that makes sense, but clearly stands for pro-life and clearly rejects taxpayer funding of wholesale abortion. But it needs to start with we the people and the churches and good organizations. Only reason I say that is, look, we can't just kick back and say, well, if this one man pushes the pro-life message, then wow, we can make a difference. And no. We need to help Donald Trump do the right thing. It's not about just talking about it. It's not about just hoping for a leader. Republicans have had control of things for a long time in the past, but they have never, ever, ever had this much control. And all I'm telling you is they really haven't made a significant stand against Roe versus Wade or against the abortion agenda. I mean, they've done some things, but for the most part, it has not been a Republican-focused item. It's in their platform, but it's not a focused item. Now that we have control of the President of the United States in terms of the Republican Party and platform, but the House of Representatives, which controls the purse strings, the Senate, the courts, and more states via the governor, ships than any other time in history. Now is our opportunity. All right. Anyway, I've talked about that too long. Now let's talk about the border wall, because Ann Coulter says the most important thing is the border wall, border wall, border wall, border wall. Now, Mexico braces for the fallout of a, quote, Trump presidency. Donald Trump plans to begin the process of constructing the wall on the southern border in March, say his closest advisors. Now, let me just kind of back into this discussion. What I find fascinating about Mexico is Mexico, like Hillary, is inconsolable. They're mourning the Donald Trump presidency because they're afraid of the wall. They say the wall gets built. They literally put tariffs on trade, and it's going to just really, really be horrible for Mexico. I mean, it's going to be just awful. And I disagree. I go back to the Arizona speech that Donald Trump gave him. One of the things, one line that he said really impressed me, Kurt, and I want to get your take and then Kevin Blake, his take, CSPOA director for Florida and the South, if you will, the southern region, is this. Donald Trump said, listen, I want to help America be great again, and I want to help Mexico be great again. And the only reason that all these Mexicans are coming across the border into America is because a lot of them are criminals and want to take advantage of our system. They want to be on the handout and create anchor babies and all kinds of problems. They need to be stopped without question. The drug running, the problems, etc. However, the other reason people come is because people want a better life. People want a job. People want to have economic prosperity, and people want to be safe again. And so there's two groups of people that come for completely divergent reasons. Shut down the criminals, for sure. The wall ought to get that done. But literally, if you could create an economic powerhouse out of other countries for their own people, then they wouldn't want to leave Mexico. See, what we need to do is help Mexicans love their country, help Mexicans prosper in their country, help Mexicans make a difference in their country. And pretty soon, if everybody's doing well in Mexico, why would they want to flood the border? Why would they want to leave their homes for generations? Why, let them have their own national pride. Let them have their own jobs and their own economy and their own prosperity and their own access to mineral rights and other things that can make them a prosperous nation as well. So it's not, we hate you Mexicans, we want to shut you down and we want to do well while we see you just absolutely melt down and squalor. No. Let's build the wall and stop the criminals and the thugs and the drugs and the the violence and the problems, but let's help Mexico prosper and be successful too. So what the Mexicans need to do, in my opinion, Kurt, is think about that and say, hey, do they want to make Mexico great again? What if their northern partner, the United States of America, led by a visionary named Donald Trump, who has incredible business acumen, what if they were to say, look, we want to learn how to do it from the greatest country in the world. We're your neighbor. We commend you. We revere you. We want to be like you. We want to work together. And what if we helped Mexico use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution in their country, to create appropriate checks and balances and create the proper role of limited government? And what if we help Mexico become our partner in a valuable sense, and they could learn to trade and prosper and do all the things to make Mexico great again? See, and Donald Trump referred to that in Arizona. Kurt, your thoughts?
Well, he sure did, Sam. And, and it's such a good way of looking at it. Like you said, the standard media is all telling us, oh, you know, all the Mexicans are just in, some kind of sackcloth and ashes. And
I mean, they got a tear in there.
And you got...
What's that stuff called?
Yeah, tequila.
Cerveza?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. Well, anyway, but it's not that way for the good, hardworking families that, you know, they really want their country back again, I think.
Well, I agree.
And many of them have seen basically the out-of-control drug lords,
they're not feeling
just
safe.
Just like we face here in America, the unsafe cities, unsafe towns, criminals not only in government, but out of government. And they, you know, I think, like you say, this would be a perfect opportunity there.
Now, if I say this, then they say that I'm a racist. It has nothing to do with skin color. It has everything to do with why not make Mexico great.
Good point.
Okay, I'm running around trying to make America great and trying to make Mexico great. And then they're like, you're a racist. I'm like, what? I just want these people to be happy. They don't want to leave their homes, folks. Who wants to flee like a refugee and try to seek a safe haven somewhere? I mean, I get why they're doing it. But what if we leave the Cubans in Cuba and we want to make Cuba great again too, Kurt?
Imagine that.
Now, see, I'm just submitting to you that all these people don't really want to leave. Kevin Blake, what do you say? Am I off the beam here?
No, I don't think you are, Sam, and I would point to not only the complications of the border situation in Mexico, but I want to point to the CSPOA training, because we actually have a slide in our training that talks about the problem in Mexico. And what is that problem, Sam? The headline reads, DEA is getting sex parties put on by the drug cartel with hookers. We gotta solve these problems of the drugs down there. We're creating a lot of them, I would submit.
Now there's a stunner, according to World Daily. Donald Trump cites 10th Amendment in his agenda. Boy, that's part of the CSPOA slideshow for presentation and training as well. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Donald Trump's first phone call as president-elect was to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whom he invited to visit the White House at the first opportunity. The Prime Minister's office said that Trump and Netanyahu, who have known each other for many years, had a warm, cordial conversation. According to Netanyahu, Trump is a true friend of Israel, and he assured the president-elect that the United States has no better ally than Israel. I am confident that President-elect Trump and I will continue to strengthen the unique alliance between our two countries and bring it to ever greater heights, predicted Netanyahu. Several members of Netanyahu's Likud party demanded that Trump act right away to fulfill his promise to move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Israeli Education Minister Naftali Bennett, head of the Jewish Home Party, described Trump's victory as an opportunity for Israel to immediately retract the notion of a Palestinian state
in the center of the country, which would hurt our security. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For many years, military drone operators have been using prescription drugs such as modafinil and Ritalin to boost their performance. Military researchers have now successfully tested a non-pharmaceutical option, electrical brain stimulator technology, called transcranial direct current stimulation, or TDCS. The brain stimulation kits use 5 electrodes to send weak electric currents through the skull and into specific parts of the cortex, explains the Guardian of London. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to libertynewsdaily.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So this is Solutions Radio, and that's why we tell you the top priority for Donald Trump needs to be a pro-life stand like we've never seen, ladies and gentlemen. That would set the stage for solutions for sure on so many fronts. And then there's Mexico bracing for the fallout of a Donald Trump administration. Donald Trump plans to begin building the wall in March. We need to reject criminals flowing between anybody's countries. And we need to reward good, honest people and find ways to make Mexico great again. And I think we could help them do that. We could provide leadership. We could give them a copy of the Constitution. We could teach them about the proper role of checks and balances and appropriate governing. There's so much that could be done. So much. And we hope each little segment of Liberty Roundtable Live, full of solutions, can act as a springboard. Can act as a discussion starter, stimulator, whatever you want to say, to make America great again, to have us turn to God, to have us promote family and country, and that's where it all starts and ends, in my humble opinion. All right, before we continue, by the way, it is a special day. Kevin Blake with us. He is a veteran himself. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thanks for bringing me back here, Sam. And yes, today is Veterans Day, folks. One of the biggest days that we honor those who served in the military. And actually the first year in probably the last 3 years, Sam, that I have not done my annual Veterans Day broadcast. On Veterans Day, I always seek to honor not only those that have served in the military, but those that are currently serving that have taken the oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. I would submit that not only includes our police and military, but it also includes folks like you, Sam, and folks like Pert, and folks like Sheriff Mack, and all the other fine patriots around this country that are fighting for our Constitution to get back honest, limited government, promote God, family, country, as you always say. They're as much of a veteran as any of those who have gone to serve this country in a foreign land are. And one veteran I always bring up, one guy who we had a tradition for the first 2 years on my show, doing a show together, was Rod Utek. He did a broadcast on another station, forgive me for crossing streams, but on 1360 AM The Lion for 20 years on a Sunday time slot. It was called POWMIA Radio. It was dedicated to those prisoners of Washington and those who were missing and intentionally abandoned. Rod Utek had done so much for the veterans that were left by our government overseas to rot in POW camps that they just refuse to bring home unless they come home in a bag of bones. And Rod actually passed away last year. Last year was the first year I could not have him on the show. But he was just a phenomenal patriot, did more than I could really recall than any other person doing for veterans. And I just say I want to stand up and salute Rod Utek and mourn for his wife, Karen, who has, who's lost that great patriot and great husband.
Yes, and I couldn't agree more. I want to celebrate Veterans Day today as well. We want to honor and revere and show our appreciation for them. We want to be kind and considerate to them. One of the most important things Donald Trump could do for the veterans is really get rid of a lot of the corruption and problems in the VA and get real treatment, real care, real understanding for the vets. And I think that's what one of the things Donald wants to do, and I support that effort.
Absolutely.
We need to be very careful, though, we strike a balance in terms of expressing our gratitude and appreciation and our complete love and support and acceptance of veterans. On one hand, that's what we need to do for sure. On the other hand, we need to make sure that we don't get too praising of a warlike people mentality, though. There's a balance there, Kevin, that most people don't really understand.
Yes, there is. There is a balance because, you know, what we have seen, and I'm the first one to admit this, you know, me personally, I'm almost ashamed of my service when I was actually getting paid to serve because I engaged in multiple unconstitutional wars, Sam. You know, this nation has not experienced a proper constitutional declaration of war since World War II. And so for me, you know, that I didn't know this at the time, but looking back on it now, I kind of sit there and wonder to myself, what freedom did I protect? I protected those who were taking away our freedom. And, you know, now that I understand these things and I understand the Constitution and I understand the oath, this is why I participate like I do with the CSPOA, because it's my way of giving back to what I engaged in taking, knowingly or unknowingly. So that would kind of be the position I take on some things. Some might call that extreme. I just say it's, you know, sometimes the truth is extreme.
All right, now here's an interesting thing, speaking of balance. The shoe company New Balance, you know who they are, right? Well, the New Balance shoe company voiced support for Donald Trump. Well, then all the liberals that are wearing New Balance shoes decided they can't take it, so they're burning their own shoes now, folks. So I would really recommend if you have New Balance shoes, I know New Balance is for Donald, but don't go burn your shoes, okay? That's just, like, stupid. All right, now people literally are destroying their own property. They're so beside themselves about a Donald Trump victory, they don't know what to do. Now, there was a big plan by the Democrats. They had hoped they could kind of manipulate or game the system. If Hillary could win several of the last three states, then there would be kind of a manipulation. If one of them got overturned, and there would be 269 electoral votes for each candidate. And then because Hillary won the popular vote, she could win. Well, that got dashed last night, as Arizona, overwhelmingly by a 4% margin, Arizona said Donald won, and that means electoral votes, number 11 of them, to Donald. So clearly Hillary has lost, but they have another game. This is fascinating from the people that said, Donald, you must accept the results. But now at every turn, they're not accepting the results. They're destroying property. They're melting down. They're literally shutting down universities and causing all kinds of problems. They're not accepting the election. But so they tried that plan. It failed. The next plan is they're hoping they can talk the Electoral College vote, which I think happens on December the 19th, to say Hillary won the popular vote. Therefore, we're going to jettison our states and we're going to vote for Hillary. There's still one last hope for a coup by Hillary, but it's not going to happen. But that's their latest plan. So while people are burning their shoes in protest, literally lighting buildings on fire in Oakland, California. You know, Donald saying, let's come together and have peace. All right. Any other tidbits on that? Anybody? It's like, wow.
You know, Sam, looking at all the handful of a couple, maybe 10,000 people across the nation that are rioting, I would submit that we're actually seeing what Roger Stone couldn't pull off. Was the largest exit poll ever completed for all the people that voted for Hillary. I have yet to see a yard sign with Hillary's name on it throughout this entire election. And now we have, what, 10,000 people across the country that are mad about the results. I think we just saw everybody that voted for her, which further proves that, you know, we have a rigged election system.
Well, that's a serious problem. And, you know, we do have corruption everywhere. You know, a lot of people are saying, look, we got to build the wall on the southern border first, because even if Trump makes a bunch of positive moves, hey, there'll be too many illegals coming across. They'll all be co-opted to vote. They'll eventually have a big enough voting block to literally elect their own, if you will, and overturn anything good Donald does. And I can see that point, too. It's hard to know what to do first. I still maintain that pro-life stance must happen first. Anyway, there you have it. Now, there's a lot of people bawling their eyes out, supposedly. Right? There's like pictures of, you know, the White House staff bawling their eyes out and everything because Donald lost, right?
Yeah.
But there's some folks that fact checked it. You know, we hear that they're bawling their eyes out, right? Well, some folks fact checked it. Do you know what they found, Kurt?
What did they find, Sam?
You don't know?
That it wasn't true?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a shock once again, huh? Mm.
Yeah, can Victoria Taft for IJ Review writes. Now, President Obama may have said that his 90-minute meeting with Donald Trump was cordial and encouraging. But the photos told another story, Kurt. Yeah.
What's that?
Welcome to the White House. President Barack Hussein calls Donald Trump a very good man after a 90-minute meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, as the two men met at the White House 2 days after the election, social media began revealing what Obama staff really thought of Trump invading their space. They weren't happy. Not at all. The sad faces, images making the rounds, the whole bit, right? But it's all a lie. Yeah. No Photoshop, real pictures. Interesting stuff. All right, hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about?
Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so what you got, ladies and gentlemen, they're not just having their tears and their beers like reported. They've got, when Donald Trump comes, they just give him like the death stare, the angry, the hate-filled stare is all that really happens. IJ Review. Or Independent Journal Review does some fact checking, and they show you other photos. The photos that were all looking good, those were photos from a different time, and they literally talk about the time, Kurt. It's fascinating, but it reminds me of the Glenn Beck videos that were used by Sean Hannity when he got caught and stuff. Remember all that? In my presentations, it was a lot like that. Just take photos from a different time and pretend. So that's fascinating. We appreciate IJR and their fact checks. Kurt, she admitted it, I guess. There's the Muslim girl. She's a Muslim student, and she claimed that a white man who loves Trump assaulted her. Well, it turns out she lied, Kurt.
Shocking.
She admitted she made the whole thing up, my friend.
Well, yeah, but she did it on, you know, for a reason, Sam. I mean, this is important to remember, you know, that the end justifies the means. And, you know, you can go ahead and just lie, cheat, and steal as long as you got a good goal in mind. I mean, you know, that's, I mean, you wouldn't want to confuse the whole situation with the facts.
Well, she admitted it. She lied. She said a white man in a Trump hat assaulted me and... Well, the problem with her story, Kurt, was no one was around. There was no witnesses or anything, and her story just fell apart within minutes, say the cops. Now, this is the problem with the rape culture, with this culture about hate and everything else. Look, I'm not saying there's never legitimate problems. But the problem is when this happens, it's hard to really believe people. Now, I know Hillary says everybody should be believed when it comes to rape, except for all the women Bill raped. That doesn't count.
Yeah, good point.
All right. Anyway, now here's the next line from the mainstream press when it comes to what Trump could do or whatever. Listen up. Trump could trash Iran deal, writes USA Today, but it would be complicated. Kurt? Now, that's kind of their latest deal. Trump could do all these things, Kurt. But it would be super complicated.
Yeah. Yeah, but they could do it, no problem.
Well, they could destroy the country. It's not too complicated. Yeah. But to fix it, you just can't change these things. Just now, you can replace Iran. In other words, they say Trump could trash Iran deal, but it would be complicated. That's the statement they're making about everything. Trump could drain the swamp, but man, it's not going to be as easy as he thinks. Trump could, but he really, can't. Trump could... Well, experts and attorneys say that would be about impossible. And now they're running around saying, Trump made a bunch of promises and none of it can be done. Like Trump could get out of Obamacare. But, thousands of people just signed up for Obamacare yesterday. It'll be really complicated to get out of. But, Kurt, my response is the 10th Amendment, baby. I believe the 10th Amendment will be one of the greatest tools that Donald Trump has in his arsenal to roll back out of control unconstitutional government. Oh, yeah. Donald Trump cites the 10th Amendment in the agenda and just say, look, healthcare is not a federal government issue. We don't have authority. I'm literally, as president, stopping funding for healthcare now. It's not funds we constitutionally have authority to spend on. We're not doing it. The courts called it a tax, but we didn't authorize in Congress a new tax. Therefore, due to the complication and manipulation of the law by the out-of-control belligerent justices, I am shutting off funding as executor and demanding Congress solves this by repealing Obamacare immediately. It's not as complicated as they want you to believe, folks. They got us into this mess. Certainly, we can get out. Kevin, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you, Sam. It's Trump can do a lot of things, and I think there's a lot of discussion on what Trump will do. But you know, I would submit that we need to go back to not is it that what is Trump going to do, but what is it that we're going to do to enable him to do these things. I don't think this can be accomplished by himself. I think it's going to take the American people using the Blueprint for Liberty in working at the county levels, the state levels, and the local levels to help affect this change. And really, I mean, yeah, Trump can go in and do a lot of things, but until we take it city by city, county by county, state by state, as Sheriff Mack says, I don't think we're going to really see any real change then.
Unfortunately, I concur. What do you say, Kurt? I think Kevin's onto something. It's about what we're going to do. It's about what Congress is going to do. It's about what we, the people in the states, the governors, there needs to be a whole framework of support for his agenda.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, that's the part of freedom and liberty that's required is an involved electorate. That means people like us who, you know, push for freedom and liberty and protect it in all areas.
All right, Kurt, you sent me an article called The New World Order.
Yeah.
Donald Trump's victory promises to upend the, quote, international order by Peter Baker. The question is whether you will continue to be involved in international affairs as a dependable ally to your friends and allies. Said this whatever Japanese diplomat, etc. Did you see this, Kurt?
Yeah, they quote all these different hotshot, you know, real smart. And this is one that's against him. This is against Trump, and it's you know, these New World Order kind of guys, these insider guys, the Kingmen kind of guys. That's who they're talking about, you know. And they go to Germany and say, oh man, you know, I mean, if America is just going to leave everybody high and dry, what are we going to do? You know, and as far as I know, maybe these guys just weren't listening, you know, whether it's the Japanese guy they quote or the German guy or whatever. I didn't hear that from Trump. What I heard was he said, hey, we're not going to just keep paying for it, and these guys are going to get off scot-free. They're going to pay their fair share. That's what I heard about the whole defending the world and that kind of stuff. You know, then, you know, you talk about like the Middle East, you know. They make it seem like, well, now it'll just be a vacuum there with no American involvement. No, what I heard Trump say was that it wasn't fair that those guys didn't pay their part. That why do we, with our huge debt, have to keep paying for all this, all these guys basically to get freebies? You know, that's
Kevin?
What I know.
You know, it's funny to hear these articles that are coming out now. Traditionally, over the last few decades, we were... folks like us were name-called. You know, we were called conspiracy theorists and nut jobs and tinfoil hat-wearing people when we would talk about world government. And now that their empire of filth is crumbling before them, we are watching the collapse of their disgusting, satanic New World Order before our eyes. And again, I would move to, what are we going to do to help collapse it? And honestly, I would submit it would be better for them for us to collapse their new world order peacefully instead of the Lord do it. Because I don't think they're going to like it so much if Jesus Christ has his hand in saying that. We have an opportunity before us that we have to seize, Sam. And we have to take this mission and blueprint for liberty to restore not only our country, but restore order to the world, and not their new world order, but God's order.
Amen to that.
That's what I would
say. Amen to that. And we support God's order of family and country. And what I find fascinating in this discussion is whether it be the story that I talked about a second ago, where, you know, Donald could trash whatever, but it would be so complicated, you can't get it done, to this story Kurt's got, which is a similar flavor, similar theme. The new world order, Donald Trump, his victory promises to upend the international order, Peter Baker. My statement is this, the same scenarios, look, they're going, man, our Chinese and American economies are too interdependent. Man, we've been in Germany forever, it would be the end of a new era. We can't get out of South Korea, we can't unwind anything. Because disaster will be looming. The end of the world will be coming. Man, it'll just melt down. You can't elect Donald Trump. The economy will just melt down. The economy's up now that Trump's elected. Guys, they lied. Either they lied or they're completely ignorant. But here's my question. What didn't the experts get wrong? What didn't the experts get wrong, Kurt?
Well, I was trying to think about that. Let's see.
Everybody's kind of quiet when you ask that question.
I mean, they got everything wrong. They said the economy would melt down. They said that everybody would elect Hillary. It would be a landslide for Hillary. I mean, everything they said was wrong.
Yeah, and one of the things I heard Rush Limbaugh say, I hardly ever get to hear him, but I did hear him say this right after the election. He said, Trump didn't have a comeback. They didn't have any votes counted. They were just guessing what the numbers were. He didn't have a comeback. He won.
Well, there you have it. I don't even know what
to
say.
Thanks for having me on, Sam. And folks, remember, the blueprint for restoration starts at CSPOA.org. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Kevin Blake, ladies and gentlemen, always doing a great job. We're grateful for him. This is indeed Solutions Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We desperately need your financial support. I mean, I'm nicknaming this the Widow's Mite Radio Network because, wow, we need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Get involved today. This nation shall endure.